Give me George, will you please?
He's got a story that I was reported to have exerted great pressure on Mayor Wagner, which he turned down. I can't imagine who had reported. I never talked to him or anybody or any human about it. The only person that ever mentioned it to me was in a press conference. I said, that's a matter of the president to decide. Somebody's planted one with him. You think you might tell him that?
I'll talk to him.
I don't know who reported it. They ought to be fair to me, says who reported it. I've never had discussion, even a politician, not a human in New York. Eddie Wise wouldn't even call me back. Not one person. Wagner didn't ask me a word. Kennedy didn't. Anything. I don't want it to look like it. I tried to get him to do it, and he wouldn't do it because I didn't care. I don't give a damn what happens in New York.
Right.
And I think it's a little unfair to say that I was reported to have exerted heavy pressure. Let me see if I can find out what he said.
This Frank Norton's got a hell of a good statement on here about the communist taking Thailand. He's pretty smart.
Julian Spear, the spokesman of the Manned Space Center, said the astronauts would not go to the ranch, but he could not explain why. I told Webb just now to get him to say that I left it up to them what to do, and they say ask I come to Houston. Johnson's plans were abruptly changed.
Abrupt about it, I told them. When I first started to figure out where they wanted me, and I'd be at the ranch. Van Hartley says that the general was taken over.
There was no comment from the White House on Wagner, where President Johnson was reported to have exerted strong pressure on incumbent Mayor Wagner to announce for a fourth term. Now that is absolutely planted, untrue. I have not exerted any pressure or haven't even talked to anybody about it. And no one has mentioned Wagner to me except that press report. What would you think about it? Would you think they just put that in, or do you think somebody
has said that. But no, they would just put that in.
Well, it's UPI 219. Yeah, and it's the second first, where Johnson was reported to have exerted strong pressure. Tell him I have not talked to Wagner, have not communicated directly, indirectly, have not communicated with anybody about it. No one has mentioned it to me. No one has discussed it with me, except the reporter asking press conference, and I asked him, and that was the end of it. Never has since. My poll shows up there. I'm 89-11 against Rockefeller. Pretty good tonight, isn't it? And it shows I beat to every one of them. Romney, all of them, more than I beat Goldwater in New York. And now on the space thing, I think if they ask you anything about that, you ought to say that we ask the space officials who invited us to come to the ranch, bring whoever they wanted to, come to Washington, bring whoever they wanted to. And they in turn suggested it'd be awfully nice if I could visit the center briefly and commend the astronauts as well as all the other people who participated in it. And I told them I'd be glad to do that. This does not preclude a Washington meeting or a ranch meeting later. But we have neither scheduled now. I pointed out to them that the other day, but got a good many answers if I could find your best thing this afternoon that you could answer to them. Well, we can't get it anyway tonight, so you can get it early in the morning. Now, what time do you want to leave tomorrow?
Time at 1 o'clock. I think we should have about an hour after the at least.
Well, I'm going to get out. I'm going to leave as soon as the Security Council meeting's over. Moment I can get out of here. I'm going to get home before dark. I told Jack to move it up just as fast as he could. And is somebody supposed to do something after the Security Council?
Well, somebody will have to say that.
Well, we can just give them a statement.
Just give them a statement and take off the presence reading, take off the
email. All right, well, that's what I would do with them, and I'd get them on down there. Now, are you going to ride with me? Have they got a 707?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good.
It'll be on the ground. Ready to go.
All right. Well, now then, if you have a mechanical failure, why can't you report it as well as one of them?
I can, sir. Don't worry about that.
Well, it looked like they were very ugly about it. Chuck Bailey's saying he's protesting. You just say, well, Chuck, you haven't got anything to do with the president's fuel travel to the president. I think we've got to get some dignity. Everyone up would want to ride with the president. I told them how many of them like to come sleep at the White House. They'd all like it, I imagine. He was very ugly, didn't you think so?
He was pushing the tiller.
I just think you have to say that they're not going to ride in the cars with him, they're not going to ride in the planes with him. He's going to get the same kind of treatment they give. And I think that you can give them news, but there's no reason why you have to sleep with them socially, except the ones you want to.
Well, I've already laid the rule down, sir. There won't be any cruelty in the room unless it's an unusual cover for all, which there is not here.
Well, I'd call them in the morning and say, now, the AP and UP, you wire services, and you pool, you've got John Mashing, the U.S. News, and they'll all be out there, and they can land. I'll get in the car and follow right in with the president, but they don't have to ride in the plane, because I'm going to ride in it. I've got a phone right by my thing, and I'll call the AP and UP headquarters in Houston and notify them anything that needs to be notified, and I'll work for them a good long time.